Dan. And riding animals, we talked about female riding animals.
Absolutely. Now, what either consists of mare or either a pony.
Okay. I think we've already got that. Well, yeah, the thing you put on a horse's feet.
They call a shoe.
And the parts of the feet they put them on.
The hoof.
Okay. They said all four.
All four hooves.
Okay.
The shod.
Okay.
The picture to the blacksmith shop.
Then the kind of noise the horse makes when it's at feeding time, or that gentle noise it makes, what do you call it?
Mate.
There's a...
some people use the word nicker, the horse nicker. The mule, he yonk. When he he's calling you for something he's wanting.
Uh-huh. And call it yonk, huh?
Yeah, a yonk, the mule yonk. And I was considering if we use the term that a jackass, it's the same thing, because the mule is consisting of a jackass, the father, and the mare is the mother.
Uh-huh.
But now, if the jackass is the father and the donkey is the mother, he's considered to be a donkey.
Uh-huh.
Because the only thing there in the mule, he is being spaded when his bone is the cross of the breeding there.
What do they get? How do they get a horse to start? How do they get a horse to start?
Mm-hmm.
To get him going.
Well, to get him going? And you mean, and speaking to him for him to move? Well, the consistent there, they use the word get up. That horse moves.
Now, what if they want him to stop?
It's a wolf.
Or halt.
Right. Some of the people in training the horses, now the consistent animals, every trainer has a different language of use to his animal.
Uh-huh.
It's the same way within handling a dog. Now you take the hunter. You take a bird hunter, or a fox hunter, or a deer hunter, or a house trainer. They have different language of using or training the animal.
What about those things you put your feet in if you're riding a horse?
And it's called a stirrup.
And then if you have a buggy, the horse that's on the left, what do you call him?
You said a buggy and a horse on the left?
Yeah.
Well, that's called a two concern stirrup there. And now you got the horse on the left. Well, now that's to the buggy, that's two horses for that. But usually in the buggy, it's only one horse.
Okay. Well, now if you had two horses, which one's the horse that you steer with?
You steer it with the horse on the right.
On the right. What do you call him?
Then he's called the horse under the line.
Under the line.
Mm-hmm. Or someone who used the term the wheel horse.
Uh-huh. Okay. The thing, now if you want to get the horses to go, that thing, that
whip.
And now, animals, you already mentioned hogs. Those big teeth the hog has.
Cut.
And the things you put the food in for the hog.
That's called the trough.
If you had three or four of those, you'd have three or four what?
Troughs.
And how do you call the hog?
Well, there's a difference in there. Because in calling the hog, some people use a different language, as I said, with the animals there. Some will say pee, 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 it'll come.
Mm-hmm.
Some will say hoo, it'll come. Then lots of times the people go down and use a language almost like they're using for the human being. All right. No hoes will come pitching.
Uh-huh.
It's the same way with a hound with a horse.